From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The new film, Rachel Getting Married, is getting rave reviews from many critics. Yes, it's about a wedding and has all the ingredients of a conventional movie. Young couple, worried parents, an assortment of guests, and the family black sheep. In this case, it's the bride's sister who swoops in for the weekend and disrupts the already frantic and tense preparations.
So are all of these energetic young wedding helpers staying at the house? Because after 9 months of constantly revolving cellmates and crazy people
groups,
well, I was sort of looking forward to a little privacy for once.
Kim is a recovering drug addict with major issues. The part is played by Anne Hathaway, best known for her sweetheart roles in such films as The Devil Wears Prada and The Princess Diaries. The man responsible for casting Hathaway against type and for bringing Rachel Getting Married to the screen is Oscar-winning director Jonathan Demme. Jonathan joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's really great to be here.
As a director, you are known now for your feature films, and many of them have had a political or socially conscious streak. You remade The Manchurian Candidate, for example. How did you end up making a movie about a wedding?
Of all the myriad strange ways you can get a screenplay, this, for me, takes the cake. I got a phone call from Sidney Lumet, obviously one of the great, great master filmmakers of American cinematic history. He called and said, "Jonathan, hi, my daughter has written a wonderful screenplay, and I would like to send it to you." My heart sank because I wasn't interested in reading scripts at that point in my life. I was deep into the world of documentaries, but it's Sidney Lumet. So I said, "Well, thank you. Please send it to me," intending to call back the next day and say, "It's lovely, but I'm into other things." I read the script, and all those little parts of me that love working with actors started just waking up and screaming, you know, "Do this, do this."
Talk about the actors and the characters. We have Anne Hathaway as Kim, and the other main character is the title character, Rachel, who's getting married. And she's played by Rosemarie DeWitt. And a lot of the drama comes from their conflicts.
Well, apparently she has a whole history of sexual molestation that we didn't know about.
What?
Kim, what's your sister saying? Did you say you were sexually molested?
It was a long time ago.
Were you?
No.
Why in God's name would you say something like that?
It was an anonymous exercise, and it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Did you want the audience to be conflicted in their loyalties toward these two characters? I mean, it's a little like taking sides in sibling rivalry and then switching sides.
As I read the script the first time and then again and again repeated times, whose corner I was in was endlessly flipping. Going into the picture, I thought that I was more than anything on Rachel's side. I became more and more on Kim's side, though, because the more Kim brought the scenes that Jenny had written to life, the more I started seeing this incredible struggle that someone in Kim's situation is engaged with.
Raw emotion seems to require raw filmmaking. The movie is made almost like a stream of consciousness, and given the fact that you were working on documentaries, did that experience kind of dovetail with the way that you wanted to make Rachel Getting Married?
I've been working for the past couple of years on a number of different kinds of documentaries with Declan Quinn, very superb American cinematographer. And when I read Jenny's script, I felt like what we have to do here is to reinforce this sense of originality and reality. So it really seemed the only way to film it was like a documentary. And because we had so much confidence in this great cast that we put together, Declan and I made a deal with the cast that we essentially said, "We're not going to rehearse. When you hear the action, you're not going to know what the shot is," because even Declan isn't going to know what the shot is.
Kim stands up at the wedding, and she gives this cringe-inducing toast at the rehearsal dinner.
Mm. So during the 20 minutes or so that I was not in the hole for making a shiv out of my toothbrush, I actually did participate in the infamous 12-step program. 12 steps. Step will change, step will change. I'm still waiting for the change part. So, but you know, as they say, that relapse is an almost always inevitable part of recovery. So I get high marks in that mode.
Was that monologue fully scripted, and how much improvisation might have been done at that moment?
Kim's toast slash confession slash soul bearing is completely, to the word, scripted by Jenny Lamette. I still cringe as Kim gets herself deeper and deeper. No, that's a measure of Anne's commitment to the character, her grasp of the script, her commitment to the script, that she makes that speech so very much her own. Many people make toasts in that sequence, and one other toast was scripted. But the other people making toasts, those are toasts that the actors chose to offer to the couple.
The wedding, the party, I mean, I have to try and describe this wedding party. The men and women, women are wearing saris. You know, some of the men have the kind of Nehru jacket thing. There are leis of orange flowers. I mean, a samba group shows up at the reception. And during the vows, the groom sings a Neil Young song.
Yes.
She grew up in a small town, never put her roots down. Daddy always kept moving, so she did too.
In Jenny's original screenplay, the song that the groom sings to the bride was actually a song by AC/DC, and we discovered that the price tag on that song was so six figures, our cast was cheaper. So I turned to my old friend, I love saying that, Neil Young, who is the author of, for me, one of the most romantic songs in the rock idiom, which is Unknown Legend. And Neil, very graciously, along with Elliot Roberts, his manager, gave us permission to use that song for three figures instead of six.
Pretty good. Was Anne Hathaway immediately your Kim?
Yes. I had seen Anne in Princess Diary with my kids. It's a wonderful thing. I love actors so much that it's, for me, it's a very wonderful thing to see someone new and realize, wow, we've got another great American actor here now. And so when I decided, yes, I want to do this script, Annie was the first and sort of only person I thought of. Annie read the script immediately, said she thought both parts were great, but very much preferred playing Kim, I think, for many reasons, one of which is that it offered her the biggest chance to do something most differently. A year and a half later, there was Annie. You know, why do we sometimes have a fantastic sense of trust with someone? I don't know, but we did. We trusted each other every step of the way, and I'm very, very proud of what she's done here.
Jonathan Demme directed the film Rachel Getting Married. It's in theaters now. He spoke to us from New York. What a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.
And to hear Jonathan Demme talk about how he married the musical score to his movie, visit our blog at npr.org/soapbox.